All right.
Sarcasm on full blast.
Yeah, I mean, go and get it fully loaded.
Hold on, let me just say, if you foolish enough to be listening to the second podcast, you deserve what you get.
Every jot and tittle of it. So last week, I think like right after we recorded that joint, the whole Papa John's story had dropped. And I think it's about due to get a little something in on that. So basically, I can't remember what dude's name is, and I remember that
just
I can't
call, just call him Papa John.
Well, that's what we're gonna roll with. And you know, I mean, since he think he a slave master, the best thing to call him is Papa John anyway. So he was in a conference call. Oh, you want it, you getting it, Jack. Whether they land or not, they coming. he on a conference call and he drops the N-bomb, if you will, and long story short, now he fired. Cause you know, it's 2018 and the pass for the N-bombs, if you ain't black, they revoke for everybody.
So you can't say get on you can't say New Balance?
New Balance.
New I'm sorry.
Balance. Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's how you want to roll with it. I mean, whether they land or not, they coming. They came on.
What's the N-bomb, man? Educate me. I don't know what this N-bomb you're referring to, man. What is this? I don't know.
Oh, you know when you was on the playground when you were seven, they was like, go back to Africa, you nigger. You know, that N-bomb.
Jeez, you had a real tough playground.
That never happened. Oh, I forgot. You was at the reform zone.
Yeah, first of all, it wasn't a reform zone. Second of all, I mean, me being in military school has nothing to do with you being on a hostile Nazi playground.
Hey, yo.
Those kids need help. Anyway.
I'm just saying, right didn't just pop up yesterday. That's all I'm saying.
The man on the conference call, and he says the word nigger. This is what I'm led to understand. But you know, when we talked about it last time, I didn't know that. This is what I heard. I heard he was using the term to describe other people using the term, and how they shouldn't use the term. Mark, is that legal or not? Like, you is know, that legal for somebody to use the term in description of somebody else using the term?
You know what? So I thought about it. I just dropped it like it's hot. Let me target the junk a little better. Anyway, what are the rules? And who can't say nigga?
I mean, I don't know. I feel weird about it now that we on the podcast.
And we dropping that joint real loose.
And we saying it. And
oh, don't worry. After the next 10 times we say it, it'll feel normal.
We got to get comfortable with it.
So you got to bring that joke in real good.
It's too many rules, honestly. Like when we were growing up, it was sort of like, hey, it's just a black thing. Now, yo, I really see white kids and Spanish kids use the term. So I'm kind of confused about the rules. Because I feel like the people that's offended make the rules, and I don't feel like people are offended anymore except for when they want to be. Like, how, sticking to the Papa John thing, so you trying to tell me that you can't reference somebody else referencing the word without you being called racist? That's the dumbest.
But you know what? And so
thing I've ever heard.
I kept hearing it was on a conference call, yada yada. I think the article I read, it was talking about my understanding. The way I read it is, it was in some kind of reference to the NFL protest, blah, blah, blah. But they didn't give a great context. So if what you're saying is true, as far as he was referencing somebody else referencing it, then one, that is absolutely crazy that like they coming at him like that. But it's not even the first time. So, like, I can't believe that would be the case. See, but it's not this, even the first time somebody then got in trouble for doing that. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's funny about it is I think, you know, like, let's get on that conference call for a second. Like, we at work, and we on a conference call, and our boss says the term. But I think it matters how comfortable he was saying it.
Right, like, right.
Like, I feel like if he was like, hey, guys, you know, they use the term nigger.
Like, if he a little reticent, then you kind of be like, okay.
Yeah.
You the right amount of uncomfortable saying it.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to be just a little uncomfortable. But if he's just dropping it like, hey, and they called them a bunch of niggers, then you a little too rehearsed.
Right, like, that ain't your first radio saying that, huh? You just be dropping that all the time. You've been waiting for the invitation.
On the level of comfortability, I feel like if you throwing it out there like that, you use it over drinks. like you at the work.
It don't take much to get it out of them.
Yeah, you kind of like, much in it, you know. And, you know, so I think that matters. But then at the same time, I'm like, you know, if he really was just kind of referencing someone else, then I kind of feel like, man, let it go. Knock it off. Like, they're trying to erase the man from history. Like, he has his face removed from everything. His name has been removed. He was asked to leave, trying to get him off the director board. Like, I'm just like, wow. Like, if making a mistake, I think nowadays is that, like, people can just, you know what I worry about? I worry about 10 years from now, people being upset about something that is being said now that you don't know that people are later going to be upset about.
Okay, so perfect example of that is earlier today, I'm listening to one of the sports jumps, and they talking about one of the MLB players, one of the Major League Baseball players, right? Apparently, he got in some trouble exactly what you're saying, where he put something on like Twitter or Facebook, and it was racist, misogynist, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just sitting here thinking, like, the fact that the rules, like, the whole game has switched up so hard in the last 2 years, almost the last year.
As far as game, you're to be clear, you're talking about, like, political correctness type stuff.
Correct. Like, that joint is so, like, what you're allowed to say, what is socially acceptable and what is not, is so
ambiguous.
Like, not even ambiguous. Like it's so, like, the line has moved so far.
See, but here's my thing. Like, with this whole, you know, social, like, political correctness stuff, I think, who's the police? Like, who gets to determine
what's correct? It's all made up. It's like,
that's what I'm saying.
It's, yeah, so it's like, 100% subjective. But, like, even in the groupthink, like, the groupthink has said that so much of it has moved down. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like the police are, like, whoever is going to tattletale on you. Like, whoever's the person listening and be like, ooh, I'm going to tell everybody you said that. And, like, then they just start telling people you said that. And the fact that you're regretful for saying that, you almost police yourself. Like, I feel like there's certain people who get away with saying whatever because they don't care that they say whatever. Like, the moment you start saying, ooh, I shouldn't have said that,
well, yeah.
You're in trouble. I mean, apart from something, I can't even say that. I was going to say apart from something egregious, but nowadays it's like,
everything's egregious.
People say the most ridiculous stuff, but if you're a part of a demographic that gets away with saying that certain thing, then you're cool. Basically,
I don't even know if it's like that no more.
I do know. I do feel like it's like that. Well, I'm going to be honest. Because
I see where this is going, so go for it.
You already know where it's going. And if you're listening to this podcast, you already know where this is going. If you black, we can say whatever we want to say, and then that's it. I'm just gonna say that. Like,
I mean, you know,
I'm just gonna say it. Like,
but you know what? You know what?
Is it right? No,
but that ain't even true, though. That ain't even true. I'm gonna tell you why.
But go and correct me.
So,
I'm not saying that's right. I'm not saying
it's definitely not right. I am saying it's not right.
Okay, I'm in agreement.
Okay, who's saying it? But since you said it, I'm gonna go ahead and say I'm saying it.
I'm saying that's the fact of what it is. Like the fact we can say the N-word, no problem.
Definitely,
we can criticize people in ways
you that can we talk can make... about. You can talk about any other race, like
you can, exactly.
We got carte blanche in race, but watch you
can,
this though.
I can sit here and be like, "Yo, Spanish people be like ...
Right,
and nobody's gonna say anything. But if
it's okay,
Caucasian.
You can't do that.
Man.
You ain't got no rights in that manner. But here, watch this, though. So, one is just like maybe a month ago or maybe 2 months max. Old girl on MSNBC, Joy Reid, caught it for saying some kind of gay stuff. Talking about, I can't remember what the exact joint was. But basically, she caught flack for having a website like back in the early days. So another
Is this the chick that said she was hacked, then she was like, nah, I wasn't hacked, that whole thing?
Well, you know, I don't know, that could apply to so many,
because
that's their go-to.
I think she hit it with the I was hacked, then she hired a firm to say she was hacked, and then like then, and was then like, somebody nah.
I think it was like, well, the end result was the Wayback site, I think it's like the Wayback Machine or whatever, and they just basically retrieve old websites from back in the day.
Okay.
Went and basically got the original joint and was like, well,
you really did say that.
Right. But then, you did.
So here's the end of the day question. Is she still employed?
I believe she's still employed, but
then that's
hold
it.
Hold on. But she did have to walk the tightrope on that joint. She did have
walking the tightrope is just so like you can keep your viewer base.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's degrees of victim. Like,
right. You can't. No, I mean, you do get a second chance. But you know what, though? But watch this, though. So Bill Maher was the same situation.
Some people don't get a second chance.
Bill Maher got the second chance on it. Like, he got ostracized, but what did they do? They couldn't take the show. They still watching them. They still, you know, cast still. It's
right, can
like
I
a dirty little secret, but it's still allowed. He was still. Right.
Can I just say this is Bill Maher? This is going to get really political, but is he considered a liberal? That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, all day.
Okay,
all day.
So
that's what
part of the rules is,
if you own the team, we ain't going to take your your spot.
Now you got it. So what you telling me?
We will check you.
We're going to check you if you're affecting the dollars. If you're affecting the dollars, like...
But no, they went and pulled... Like, old girl, they went and pulled that joint. Like, they didn't have to do that. That wasn't even the dollars thing. That was...
If you're affecting people on the team, though. Like, that's basically what I'm understanding from this whole PR thing. Like, if you're a liberal and you start affecting people on the team, like, you talk about gays or you talk about other minorities in a way that make them not want to watch the show, you're going to have to fix that. But you can all day pop off on somebody that's conservative or white or, but then vice versa.
Because like, I'm pretty sure if Bill Maher calls Herman Cain a coon, I don't think there's no noise.
Man, ain't nobody. They're gonna be like, you right.
That's right.
And I'm not saying. I'm not saying. Clearly, I know you're not saying that, and I'm not saying that. But just the fact of the matter, that's how it works. So, what's our topic again?
What is
Papa John popping off, and then the rules. So
yeah, really is.
And I feel
Papa
like
John's was the setup, but what is the rules? Is really the
clearly Papa John can't say the N word. So
in any context,
now that the political machine has time traveled and erased him from history, moving on like. That's it. He doesn't exist anymore. They might as well name the Mama Juanita. I don't know. They might as well change the name of the pizza.
Where you get that Juanita from?
What you mean? Papa Juan, man. Papa John. Come on, bro.
Papa. Oh, you said Papa Juanita.
I'm going to need you to get your Spanglish up, man.
Juanita. I was like, yo, that's some real hood. You just threw that joint.
Yeah. But look, man. Better.
That was reparations.
Hey, look, better ingredients, better pizza when you use slaves, though.
So I'm going to tell you like this right here. Real talk. That joint came on Wednesday. I'm pretty sure me and the wife was eating Papa John's on Thursday or Friday.
So, his racist. His racistness. I mean, I'm just going off. I'm not saying he's racist. I don't really have an opinion. If he dropping it, he dropping it. Whatever. I don't get paid to have an opinion on it. But I'm saying his racistness don't stop you from eating the pizza.
Bro, the pizza's still good. I don't care how many niggas you get called. That's good. Wow. I don't care how many.
Better ingredients, better, man.
Hey, bro. Wow. Better ingredients, better pizza, better niggas. That's all.
We gonna end it on that. Nope. Next topic. You see our standards are real low here.
Hey, bro.
Look, if the food good, I don't care what you say.
Hey, that's all I'm
doing. You know.
Just don't spit.
That's how we be, yo. You gotta do. I'm gonna need nobody to spit in their food. Right. I'm not gonna tolerate that.
Right.
Because you can call me all types of names.
Call me all the niggas.
But you ain't gonna spit it though.
Yeah, no, not that's in front not, of now that's not acceptable. That'll get you a boycott.
Well, at least a week.
At least
a week. I mean, you call them racial slurs, we gonna order from you.
Right, I'm gonna overlook it. I might not tip though.
But you can reserve the tip.
Like the tip going to him.
You know. But just don't do nothing to the food. I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Anyway, sorry for Papa John, man. May he rest in peace.
The man ain't dead. Don't be trying to kill him off.
Bro. I mean, I'm just saying, rest in peace. Like, enjoy the rest of his.
You know.
Oh, yeah, he's a millionaire. He ain't got to worry about no pizza. He's a billionaire. He ain't worried about your pepperoni pizza.
He's a billionaire. He is a billionaire. He killing that joint. He's still a third owner of Papa John's.
You know what we're doing right now?
The whole deal. Like, yo.
Eating a pizza, drinking a Corona, and laughing. Calling some people the N-word.
I'm pretty sure he drank better than Corona, and he definitely called on some niggas.
You trying to say he's just sitting around randomly, like, muttering to himself, eating pizza, just never, drinking, and mumbling profanities and slanders.
And Googling racist jokes.
The fact, I'm not going down this trail anymore.
He over there Googling, what's that joke? I can't even tell it.
Man over there Googling race.
Googling them jokes. He getting slurs
and jokes.
Yo, he getting stocked up. That's all I'm saying.
Nah, he ain't working nowhere else in his entire life. Let's change his name to Jeff.
What?
Yo, I don't know. That's the only hope he got.
You changing your name. Yo, next topic. I ain't going there no more.
Mm-hmm.
Next topic.
What you got?
This one is near and dear to my heart. Good old crooked law enforcement. You got to love this, right? So you might have heard about the story. It was these two lady cops that pulled over this lady driving 90 in a 45.
Who doesn't drive 90 in a 45?
Well, anybody who, you know.
Come on, man. I mean.
Wants to get there safe. I don't know what to say.
I like to get there.
When you freaking, you know, I'm all for speed and I got more than my fair share of tickets. But 90 in a 45, bro?
Oh, come on. ain't nothing but double.
That's it. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm just straight lapping everybody over here.
So what happens?
So she gets pulled naturally. And the cops, they don't just, you know, write her ticket. They don't handcuff her, throw in the paddy wagon, if you will. They pull out their phone through a coin toss app. Mind you, all of this is being recorded on their body cams. Pull out the phone on the coin toss app, and she tells the lady, I don't know whether to just take you to jail or to write you a citation. So she pulls out the coin toss app and it lands, I think, tails or whatever, and she takes her to jail. What? Oh. Like, I got no question for that. Other than
I'm gonna be honest.
Respond.
I'm gonna be honest. I like my odds on that. I like my eyes on that.
So what you're saying is you looking at that jump with the glass half full.
I feel like
I got a chance to not go to jail, is what you say.
Exactly. Okay. I feel like 50% is a good amount when it comes to doing double. Cause she's
so what you're saying is she definitely deserved to go to jail. 100%.
You're doing 90 and a 45. I feel like 50% is fair.
You know what? I think, you know, this is a hard one for me. Cause you know how I feel about police. Not in a Black Lives Matter kind of way. Just I just don't believe in the institution, if you will. And
we're gonna save that for another day, but I won't. We won't get into it.
That's gonna be a great teaser.
Because I'm sure that can be ridiculous.
That's crazy though. Like,
I kind of feel like it's not even about the police though. Like,
you start
the story.
Like, no, bro.
Answer my question. How is this a story of corrupt policing?
Bruh, you flipping a coin?
You're doing 90 and a 45.
Exactly. Take it to jail.
You get the guillotine for that.
Like, take her to freaking jail. Like, if there's a traffic violation that deserves an instant trip to jail, doubling the freaking speed limit. And better yet, if it's a 45, that means you're in the middle of the freaking city.
Listen,
if you do 90 on the highway, you getting reckless driving, right?
Listen, you're saying corrupt police. I feel like the police are like, look, we're going to give you a shot. Like,
no, that's what I'm saying. No. You don't get a shot.
I feel like you're being merciful in that instance.
Monopoly. Straight to jail. Do not pass go.
Well, she went to jail. So
do not collect $200.
I mean, she went to jail.
You can't put that on a coin toss, bro. A coin toss?
I feel like I'm not mad at that. I'm not even bringing that up to the judge.
No, bro.
Like, I'm not, when I'm in court, I'm not even bringing that up to the judge. I'm like, you know, they were more than fair.
Bruh.
Matter of fact, let me
shot for less.
All good people.
And she gets a coin toss. All right, I'm done. Next topic is sometimes you just gotta throw that junk out there and just let it simmer. Next topic. This joint I had to do some searching for, right? I don't even want this one. We're gonna move past that one.
Oh, come on, man.
You see all the hoopla about your boy Trump. And going to see the queen. I feel like I was about to say going to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Nope.
You follow any of that?
Yeah, I've been watching a little bit.
Go on.
Break it down. What's the question?
There is none.
No, man, you're supposed to break it down.
Cause you know,
I have no comment on it. There's nothing that you got to ask a specific question because I don't have no comment on it because it's just. Is media being the media?
Yeah, okay,
the media being the media.
That's the comment. That's the question, really. Like, at what point is the hysteria going to stop?
I feel like he puts his foot in his mouth saying certain things. Like this whole thing, he's in trouble because he said wouldn't when he meant or would when he meant wouldn't, and now he had to have a press conference and correct his sentence. Like it's. I can't with the media. Like, I just can't because he's him. Like, he's Trump. So, there's that. Like, at the end of the day, it's almost like a lawyer dressed in a clown suit. Like, and they're a good lawyer. Like, you're like, I respect your lawyer skills, but you're in a clown suit. Like, so, you can't really take them serious and like, to the extent that you're looking at them for decorum and all these other things. And you just have to, at the end of the day, hope he gets you off. Like, that you, at the end of the day, you got to trust his lawyer ability. Yeah, and a clown suit.
No matter how much good you do, you look like Ronald McDonald.
That's what I'm saying. So you got to kind of close your eyes and just, like, expect that the job can get done. And, you know, from a lot of people's perspective, the job is getting done. but it's just getting done in the clown suit. To me, the media focuses on the clown suit. And that's why I just can't, because whether right or wrong, whether I agree or disagree, I don't want to hear your commentary. I like news. I like to be informed about what's happening. I don't want to hear.
So you want some actual facts involved.
Yeah, just give me the facts. Like, don't give me the, and I can't believe you wore Orange Tie today. Like, I don't want to hear that.
Yo,
you know what I mean? I'm not, real? You know, this is why I think we're a little bit different, because we're not the average media consumers. Like, I feel like majority of people don't really think things through. They want the media to tell them what to think, and I'm just not with that. So I just tune in, see what's popping. We ain't at war. Okay, I'm done.
I mean, real talk, that's the major thing that I'm looking at. Like, the fact that it's funny you bring that up, because it seems like that's almost where, so I guess he's doing a big European tour or whatever, because he goes to England. Everything I'm hearing from that is a bunch of petty rubbish, you know, being late for tea and blase, do we bow, like, don't how can we you bow? Have a, like, come
you
on. Know,
how can you have like a press, how can you have like a whole story on that? Like, I don't understand the lengths that people go through. Like, how do you write 1,000 words about somebody being late for a meeting? I can't understand that. And I feel like, who's reading this? Like,
Not only is it 1,000 words, like, it's on TV, it's on radio.
You're going to get some news cycles out of it.
Like, they running that joint. Like, it forces me to think either there's absolutely nothing going on, or, and they just got to search for something, or.
No, there's no order to that.
No, there could be an order. Or. It's an intentional distraction.
I'm at the point where I don't think the media is that clever. I think people have attention deficit disorder, and they know that through whatever surveys or whatever. But I think, because think about the average American person, right? There's a story, people get selective outrage, and then there's another story. And nobody inquires about the last thing. Like,
bruh,
I'm still on like 2 years ago. Aren't we dying from that disease in Africa? What happened to that? You know what I'm talking about?
What happened to Ebola?
Ebola. Like, I thought Ebola was like wrecking havoc in like the southern half of America.
Past that when Zika came out of Brazil.
But then I'm like, what happened? Like, 1 week you had me like about to buy like 50 gallons of water and live in my basement.
I mean,
and then
the world was finished. Then it was like, I don't know if you missed it, but.
And then all of a sudden it was like, wait, people are kneeling or something. Like,
what you're saying is you missed the zombie apocalypse.
I'm feeling like I can't keep track of all the stories coming out, because it's craziness. Like, you get a 24-hour news cycle on craziness, then they want you to be crazy about it, have emotional response, and then it's just like, oh, never mind, forget that.
Let's
like,
just shift gears and go completely somewhere else.
Who's not, like, I'm exasperated from all the stories, so I can't even. You know, so that's that.
Word. You know, it's interesting you mention that, because like last week we talked about immigration, and that was like the main story for like 3 weeks, and then all of a sudden it just literally disappeared.
Yeah.
Like,
nobody's talking about anyone.
Like, I mean, it was like right then it was the biggest story. You got the ICE protests, and then they ended, and it was like, so you see Trump in London being late for tea? Like, what? Like, wait, what? You just
basically
like that. Didn't that was the worst story in the world? That was the worst thing in the world. Now it's nothing.
Basically,
we ain't got no follow. We ain't got nothing. Sorry. Well, that's what we got then.
All right, man. So, I don't know how we ended this.
I don't know.
I'm gonna edit this part.
Yeah, I don't know if we ever had a thing to end it with.
I mean, we're making one right now.
Oh. Well, I thought it was supposed to be a natural conversation. So if we ain't got no intro, how are we gonna have an outro?
It isn't that, but just if it doesn't work, then it doesn't work. Then we'll just end it. There it is. It's ended. And that's exactly how it's going to end, too. You want monkey? That's what you're going to get.
You want some monkey? Blah, blah. How we going to end it like that?
Send me the file, man.
Bruh, that was you're an idiot.
I might go through if I got the time to go through and take out some of the dead space because I want to.
Yo, dead space. No, those are not dead spaces. Those are pregnant pauses. Yeah.
So you said.
Yeah, so you got to make space for the richness to come after. Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
You start checking your teeth in your phone? Who does that? Stop recording.